Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Ward?
I'm in here, dear.
Oh, I'm all ready. Honey, you're not fixing something to eat, are you? Didn't I tell you? The Burks are having a 1 o'clock lunch at their housewarming.
Yeah, and I remember the Rutherfords were having a 1 o'clock lunch at their housewarming. But first, we had to see the patio, and the rose garden, and the birdhouse, and Fred's workshop, and the garage. Do you remember what time it was when they finally got around to serving lunch?
Pass the cheese, please.
Hey, Dad, I wanted to ask, hey, how come you guys are eating? I thought you were going out to lunch.
Well, it may end up being a rather late lunch, so we're just having a little snack first.
Hey, that's pretty sneaky.
I'd prefer to call it forethought.
Yeah, but if I did it, it'd be sneaky.
Honey, I'll get the housewarming gift. Oh, hi, Beef.
Hi, Mom.
What's somebody doing in here?
Well, they're eating. Hey, Dad, what I wanted to ask you was on your way over to the Burks, could you drop me off at the park?
Yeah, Dad, and while you're doing that, could you drop me off at Gilbert's?
We're not taking our car, boy. The Tolans are coming by to pick us up.
Oh. Well, then, could you drop us off now?
Well, Wally, the park is only 3 blocks away. And, Beaver, Gilbert's house is just around the corner.
Yeah, Dad, it'll only take a second.
Boys, what's wrong with walking?
Oh, gee, Dad, I don't mind walking if you're going on a hike or something.
Sure, Dad, that's the fun kind of walking. Walking to get someplace, gee, that's no good.
You know something, boys? When I was a youngster, we kids would never have gotten anywhere if we hadn't walked. I can just imagine myself saying to my father, Dad, I'm going down to the creek. How about driving me over?
Oh, well, sure, Dad, I can understand that. Probably would have been a lot of trouble hitching up the horses.
Wally, we happen to have a Model T.
A Model T what, Dad?
That was a car, Beaver.
Oh, yeah? Gee, I thought they only made it for model kits.
Well, I'll tell you something. Just for today, I think we'll bring back walking.
Okay, Dad.
Ward, the Tolans just drove up.
I'll be right there. Oh, I guess we better get going too, Beef.
Okay, Wally.
Oh, are you boys going someplace too?
Yeah, I'm going over to the park to meet Eddie and some of the guys. Beaver's going over to Gilbert's.
Oh, fine. Maybe we can drop you off on our way.
Shall we be going? The Tolans are waiting. Bye, boys.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. You know, Wally, when we were talking to Dad before, I figured he was going to tell us how he used to have to walk 5 miles to school every day.
Yeah, through 3 feet of snow.
When he first started to talk to it, I thought it was only 3 miles and 2 feet of snow.
Yeah. You know, it seems like every year the distance gets further and the snow gets deeper.
Yeah. Hey, Gilbert. I'll just come over to your house like I said.
Yeah, but I told my dad you were coming over, and he said, why don't I go over to Beaver's for a change? So I came over here.
Yeah, well, look, I don't think you guys should mess around here today.
Why not?
Well, because Mom and Dad are gone. You're liable to wreck something.
You're not allowed to be mean to us. You're not our parent.
Okay, but you just watch it.
Okay.
You know something, Beaver? You're lucky you don't have a sister. My sister's all the time pinching me.
Your sister? Gee, she always looks so nice sitting in Sunday school.
She just does that to fool people.
Hey, how'd you get over here?
My father drove me over.
I tried to get my dad to drive me over to your house, but he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, they sure squawk when they have to drive you someplace.
Then how come your father drove you over here?
My mother made him.
Oh.
You ought to hear him. Cub Scouts, playground, music lessons, library, over to Richards, over to Beaver. What do you think I'm running around here, a bus service?
Is that the way he sounds?
Yeah. And then my mother says, but Henry, you use a car to go down to the corner and get a package of cigarettes. And then my dad starts telling me a whole big deal about when he was a kid.
Yeah, sometimes I think it'd be easier to stay home.
You know, when I'm a father, I'm going to take my kids any place they want to go.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Gilbert.
What?
Well, I got an idea. Let's pretend we're old people and we're going to take our kids for a ride in the car.
Okay, B.
You be the mother.
Why should I be the mother?
It's my pop's car.
All right, I'll be the mother, but don't tell any of the other guys.
Everybody in?
Come on, children. We haven't got all day.
On the doors.
And don't kick the seats. It makes her father nervous. Okay, Beaver, we're ready to go. Children, sit down and be quiet. Everyone can't sit by the window. You're driving too fast.
Huh?
That's what my mother always says to my father.
Oh, boy, there are a lot of stupid drivers out today.
Should have turned at that last corner.
Well, I couldn't. I was in the wrong lane.
Oh, you're always in the wrong lane when you're supposed to turn.
Well, you should have told me.
You know, Beaver, you sound just like my father. Every time he gets lost, he blames my mother.
Yeah, my dad always blames people who give him dumb directions.
Jimmy, will you be quiet? We are not stopping for ice cream.
Yeah, shut up back there.
Beaver, Linda's getting car sick.
Who's Linda?
One of our kids, you dummy.
Oh.
Raymond, let Linda over next to the window.
Jimmy, stop yelling for ice cream.
Raymond, that wasn't funny, cranking up the window while Linda had her head stuck out.
Let's make him get out and walk.
Good idea. Stop the car. Babe, we're moving.
I know.
Well, stop the car.
I'm trying to. Boy, Gilbert, what am I going to do now?
I don't know, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm going home.
Gilbert! Come on, get that heap out of here. Let's go.
Hey, you're blocking traffic.
Come on, move it. Come on, move it. Let's go. Hurry up, Homer. Let's get out of here.
Hey, Gilbert. Wait a minute, Gilbert. Where are you going?
Home.
Where's the Beaver?
In the middle of the street.
In the middle of the street? What's he doing there?
He's in your dad's car.
What? Well, how did all this happen?
Well, we are taking the kids for a ride.
What kids?
Well, we are messing around. Something went wrong. Let's see, Wally.
Beaver, what's going on here?
Boy, Wally, am I glad you're here.
How'd you get yourself in this mess?
Well, don't bawl me out now, Wally. It was an accident. Just get the car back in the driveway.
I can't drive it back in. There's no key. Hey, wait a minute.
Dad usually puts a spare key under the seat.
Yeah, here it is. Boy, that was a break. Move over.
How you doing, son?
Oh, I'll have it out of here in a minute, mister.
Thank you.
a lot, Wally. That was swell of you. Look, a policeman.
Hello, officer.
Can I see your license, please?
My license? Well, you see,
Yes?
I don't have a license.
Well, I don't have one either.
Now, what's your name?
Wally. I mean, Wallace Cleaver.
Boy, Wally, I didn't think we were old enough to get in this much trouble.
Ordered to appear, Juvenile Division Traffic Court, 4 p.m. Wednesday. One parent must accompany juvenile.
If I had a choice, I'd take Mom.
Yeah, but Dad'll be the one that'll go.
You mean you gotta sit with the judge on one side and Dad on the other side?
Yeah, that's the way it'll be.
Wow.
Hey, I think I just heard a car drive up outside.
Let's hide.
Beaver, that's not gonna do any good. Just gonna have to tell Dad the truth.
Okay, but you do all the talking. This isn't like forgetting to brush your teeth or something. Thank you, dear.
Oh, hi, fellas.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Well, this is a surprise. Why aren't you outside? We don't know. You don't know?
Yes, we do. We sort of ran into a little bit of trouble.
Trouble? What kind of trouble?
This kind of trouble.
What's that?
Well, it's a traffic citation.
Yes, sir, I got a ticket for driving.
Well, Wally, you don't have a driver's license.
That's why I got the ticket. Wally, this is hard to believe.
This whole thing's a little hard to believe.
You were driving my car. Son, I thought we had a very clear understanding that you weren't even to think of driving until you had a driver's license.
I didn't exactly think about driving. I just drove it.
Wally, this is terrible. Driving your father's car.
But I only drove it from the street back into the driveway.
Sit down. Now, you were fooling around with the car and you drove it in and out of the driveway, huh?
No, sir. Just back in.
Wally, somebody must have driven it out.
Yeah, I guess somebody must have.
I guess I'm the somebody.
Beaver, you drove your father's car?
Well, I didn't exactly drive it. The motor wasn't running or anything. I think the brake just sort of got undone.
Yeah, Dad. Beaver and Gilbert were just sort of fooling around. They were pretending to be driving, and I guess Beaver just must have released the brake without meaning to.
And that's how my car got off in the street.
Yeah, Dad. And then cars started coming from every direction, and guys started yelling, and horns started honking, and then the police came. Boy, Dad, you should have been there.
Yes, I should have been there.
Here it is. Dad said he'd meet us right here.
Hey, Wally, where's the jail?
Cut it out, Beaver. He should be here any minute.
Hey, Wally, how come Dad pick up from work and come down here, even though you're the one that got the ticket?
Well, because they don't want a bunch of kids sneaking around here getting yelled at without their parents knowing about it.
Well, Kendall, I hope you're satisfied.
Gee, Dad, don't yell at me here.
Why shouldn't I yell at you? You lost your driver's license, didn't you?
Well, gee, Dad, it wasn't all my fault.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Mom said I should have gone to driving school instead of having you teach me.
Boy, Wally, I hope nobody yells at us like that. I feel creepy enough wearing my new suit.
Come on, let's go on inside. Maybe Dad's waiting in there.
Hey, Wally, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi, Barry. Hi, Steve. I got a ticket.
What for?
For driving without a license.
Driving without a license?
Boy, Wally, that's asking for it.
Yeah, what are you doing? Bucking for Alcatraz?
Stephen Barry Bennett.
You gotta put your ticket in the box.
Thanks.
Do I put my ticket in here? I've never been here before.
That's right. Then when the judge is ready, we'll call you.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Now, what could a sweet little boy like you have done?
Oh, I'm not just a sweet little boy. I'm 12 years old.
I hope I'm not late, boys.
Oh, it's all right, Dad. Wally had some friends to talk to.
Dad?
They were just a couple guys I sort of knew.
Well, don't you think we ought to talk to someone?
Well, that's not the way it works, Dad. You're just supposed to sit here and be quiet until somebody yells for you.
Beaver, you look pale. What's the matter?
Gee, I don't know, Dad. I feel sort of cursing and I'm not even riding.
All you have to do is just tell them what happened.
Wallace Cleaver, please.
Yes, boys.
Is this little fellow involved in the violation?
Oh, yes, ma'am. If it wasn't for me, none of us would be here.
Yeah, come on, Beaver.
Wallace Cleaver. Do your friends call you Wallace?
No, sir. They call me Wally.
I see. And you're Wally's father?
Yes, and this is Theodore, Wally's younger brother.
Oh, how are you, Theodore?
Oh, I'm fine.
Wally, you're charged with driving a car without a license. Now, how do you explain doing a thing like that when you know that it's a violation of the law?
Well, sir, you see, I was going over to Metzger's Field to play touch football with Eddie Haskell and some of the other guys. We do that every Saturday. But Eddie had to go to the dentist. And then Gilbert, this kid, he came along and he said, "Your brother's out in the middle of the street." And then
I see, but what has this to do with driving your father's car?
Well, you see, Gilbert is Beaver's friend. That is Theodore's friend. It seems the two boys were playing in the car. And
thank you very much, Mr. Cleaver, but I'd prefer the boy answer his own questions.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, Beaver and Gilbert were sort of messing around in Dad's car, and I guess the brake must have got released. Isn't that right, Beef?
Oh, yes, sir. You see, me and Gilbert, we were pretending we had our kids in the car, and then all of a sudden, there we were.
There you were. Where?
In the middle of the street. And when I came along, he was blocking all kinds of traffic. So I found the spare key and I drove it back in the driveway. And then the police came along and I guess they thought I was driving.
Did you tell this to the police officer?
Oh, yes, sir. But he said he was for writing tickets and that you were for listening.
Now, Wally, don't you think that you should have asked an adult to put that car back in the driveway?
Well, sir, when all the adults are yelling and honking at you, you don't feel much like asking them for any favors.
Well, I see there may be some extenuating circumstances, but the fact remains you did drive a car without a license. And driving a car without a license may result in your not getting a license when you're of age. And I suppose, like most boys, you're looking forward to the time when you can get a license.
Oh, yes, sir. It's in 2 months and 12 days.
And I suppose you know, Mr. Cleaver, that when that day comes, you assume full responsibility for your son's driving.
Yes, I know that.
So I hope you'll continue to impress on him how important it is to observe our traffic laws.
Well, I'm sure Wally won't do a foolish thing like this again.
And as far as young Theodore here is concerned, I hope that you'll see to it in future that he does not regard your car as a toy.
Well, I'm sure he knows that now, too, Your Honor.
Oh, yes, sir. Next time I want to pretend I'm driving something, I'll sit in a box.
All right. All right, I'll let you off this time, Wally, with a warning. But I don't want to see you in here again.
Oh, no, sir. I don't want to see you again either, sir.
Well, I guess if that's all, we'd better be going.
All right. Thank you very much for coming, Mr. Cleaver.
You.
Everything all right?
Yes. Yes, everything's all right.
Yeah, Mom. The judge was real neat. He didn't throw Wally in jail or anything.
Yeah, he just warned me to keep away from driving until I get my license.
Well, I'm glad to hear that everything worked out.
Seems like the guy that got the worst of the whole deal was Dad.
Oh?
Yeah, the judge got on him. He said that he was responsible for what we did and it was up to him to see that we didn't get in any trouble and all that stuff.
Well, Dad, has it always been that way?
What do you mean, Beaver?
Well, fathers getting blamed for what their kids do.
Oh, sir, not in my day. When I was a kid, if I did something wrong, I got punished, not my father.
Well, of course, Dad, things are a lot different now than they were then.
Just how do you feel they were different?
Well, like you said, any time you wanted to go anywhere when you were a kid, you had to walk.
Right.
Well, sure, Dad. And how many tickets can you get for walking without a license?
Well, Beav, I guess you've got a point there.
Well, sure, Dad. Since you were a kid, they've invented a whole lot of new ways for us kids to get in trouble.
I got all the stuff ready downstairs. Let's go get Dad.
Okay.
Hey, Dad.
Dad?
Dad?
What are you doing up so early?
Me and Wally are going to wash your car.
Oh, fine. Drive ahead.
But, Dad, we have to have you to drive it out of the garage.
Well, do I have to do it now?
Well, Wally could take the brake off and we could push it out.
Good. Good, you do that.
Hold it! Hold it! Hold it!
Hold it! Hold it! I'll back it out myself.
Boy, that judge sure got through to Dad, didn't he?
How does Wally find his dream girl? The way any other red-blooded American finds his dream girl, by picking names out of a hat. Coming up, Wally has a big date, in more ways than one, in episode 164, and it's next on TV Land. Thank you.